thinking,
what?
Like, what do I bring to the table? I feel like I don't bring anything to the table.
What do you mean, what do you bring to the table?
Like, what do I bring to the table?
I don't need you to bring anything to the table, honey. I don't need you to bring anything to the table. That's not why I married you. I didn't marry you to bring anything to the table. I married you because I loved you.
Yes, I'm a simp.
We don't need a table. I'll bring the table. Like, I don't need anything from you. I was a single dad. I cook. I clean. You know, I need nothing from you. I just need you.
Do I do anything?
You make me happy.
That's all you need?
That's all I need. I don't need anything else. What else could I possibly need?
So I bring your happiness to the table?
Yes, you bring my happiness to the table. It doesn't hurt that you look great naked. I mean, you bring that to the table. That's huge, in my opinion. That's like... That's probably more than I can bring to the table. That's your boy, yeah. I mean, so you keep doing that, and then I'm good to go.
Good for him, as long as he's happy, right? But what about when she's not making you happy anymore, and she's nagging, and she's complaining, and she's always discontent? If that's cool for him, good for him. But for me, RB Sensei, yeah, she got to bring something to the table. More than just looking good in her birthday suit. And the fact that she's, you know, posting stuff on the internet, that's not a good sign that this plays out well long term.
Things my husband does that would send a low effort man into a coma. Okay, first things first. Every morning I'm awoken with an iced latte with vanilla bean cold foam on top. He goes to our favorite neighborhood coffee shop, and my alarm clock is the sound of ice clinking up the stairs. He reads books like this in his spare time and then puts them into practice. On important days in my career, he sends messages like this. I'm a huge romanticy fan. He read all of Fourth Wing, all of ACOTAR, and Quicksilver, just so we could discuss them and he could get ideas. You know that funny meme that's like, men will do everything except go to therapy? Not my man. My man goes to solo therapy. We go to couples therapy. He's on a men's team. He is so committed to being the best version of himself for his family and our future children. Low effort men. Coma.
I want you to shut the fuck up.
How much you want to bet one day she'll find a way to say it's not enough? And I'm not getting masculine vibes from this guy. It sounds like he's just your little errand boy and he's just your little fan boy. This definitely doesn't sound like a man that ever tells you no or ever puts you in your place. I think you like the fact that you can flex about this more than you actually like it in day-to-day life. Because the same icky feeling I got, like, oh, this dude's a little beta, spineless little chump, that's the same feeling you get after a while.
I'm so happy I'm not!
Brad and I broke up.
Put me down. What? No! Let go of me. I'm so sorry, babe. Are you okay here? Sit down.
I hate you. I didn't even want you to pick me up like that.
Tell me what happened.
He cheated on me.
Okay. He couldn't have been more original.
I may have seemed happy back there, but I wasn't. I was gonna pee myself. He was putting pressure on my bladder, just spinning me around. It's not worth it. You know, the grass is greener on the other side.
Hey, it's okay.
We're gonna be single together. It's fine. This is fine. Excuse me, go to your room.
See, he's like in my business. Like, I'm so over it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you're so lucky you don't have to deal with someone right now, you know?
Babe, I love you. I'm sorry. She's going through really hard.
Rarely do I find these little girly skits funny, but that one was kind of funny. Yeah, you can't be happy around your girlfriends when she's going through relationship woes. Yeah. See, this is why, you know, women who are happily married or in relationships should have friends who are happily married in relationships. Or even if they're not happy, they're in fairly healthy relationships. It's not going to do you any good to have this friend who's constantly getting drugged through the ringer on the dating market. Because, yeah, she's going to resent you for having a happy relationship. And she's going to throw a little salt in the game. And she's probably going to try to sabotage it.
She just is with this guy because he makes a lot of money.
Your boyfriend is, of course, a millionaire. He's literally one of our greatest friends. He's one of my brothers. If he wasn't making all that money, would you actually still be with him?
No.
Really?
No.
You need a job.
No, I don't want a job.
Well, I know.
It's so much work.
Why is that?
Well, because I think if he wasn't making money and if he was broke, right, The qualities, the characteristics, the behaviors, the mindsets, and the habits of a man who is broke are very different compared to a man that's making money. Now, I'm not saying that money makes the man, but I am saying that the trials and the tribulations that man had to endure to acquire a lot of money is what makes him.
Yeah.
Right? So if his mind's not in the right place, his money's also not going to be in the right place. Now, a lot of people would probably not agree with me, like, oh my God, she's a gold digger then.
Yeah, you think?
Right? Like, she just is with this guy because he makes a lot of money. No. Yeah. If you were to ask me, okay, but would you still be with your man if he ended up losing it all?
Yeah.
Then the answer would be yes. Because if he had acquired it once before, he's already gone through the lessons.
He can do it again.
He can do it again. Yeah. And if he's with me and I'm by his side, I'm going to make sure he gets that shit. Exactly.
That was a bunch of psycho babble, girly mumbo jumbo yapping to try to avoid accountability for being a gold digger. Oh, you know, if he doesn't make a certain amount of money, he doesn't have a certain mindset. I'm not attracted to the money. I'm attracted to the mindset. Well, what if he lost the money, but he still got the mindset, so I'll stay with him because he can get it back? AKA, if for some reason he couldn't get it back, she wouldn't be with him. The lengths that women go to try to avoid accountability for having poor character, it blows my mind. It's truly profound.
I have a theory, and this goes back to that article that came out where it said that having a boyfriend is embarrassing. I am very certain, and I've been treating this like a case study. I've been observing, collecting data, but the only women who are in long-term relationships are the ones who have a high tolerance for mediocrity. And people love to say that in our day and age, love is dead and that people used to make it work. My grandma and grandpa were together 52 years. My grandma loved my grandpa dearly, but she did everything. Whenever I see a long-term couple work it out, it is because that woman is doing everything and she has done the mental gymnastics to accept the bare minimum. She has convinced herself that she either doesn't want those things that she used to want, or she has made some kind of justification in her sacrifice, in being the matriarch. In any of these long-term relationships, I never see where the woman gets a better deal. I see where the man gets essentially an indentured servant. He gets free labor, free childcare, free cooking, free cleaning, and she gets him. And I would say the best case scenario, she maybe doesn't have to work, but in most of the scenarios, she is also working and she is doing all of the housework. I'm sure there is a very small majority that maybe has one of the good ones, as you guys would love to say, but I don't even trust you guys because I see the mental gymnastics that you do to live in that cognitive dissonance, because no one wants to admit that they are accepting the bare minimum. No one's going to admit that they're unhappy, or else, honestly, you would have a psychotic break. You would probably kill yourself.
It's jealousy. Like feeling shortchanged when somebody else is getting all the attention.
But for most, and when I sit down with my friends and I hear actually what's going on in their relationship, what it is built on is extreme codependence. It is the woman who has her childhood wounds, who painfully desires to be picked, who is in absolute survival mode, whose cortisol is shot up so high that it has literally shut down her prefrontal cortex to even be able to think, to see that there is a life that could be peaceful without this man. She can barely make decisions. And I've just accepted at this point, my tolerance is so low. I truly used to think I was someone, I was like, I'm going to have 5 kids. I'm going to get married one day. I thought I really desired that, but I'm just like, how could I ever give up this peace? Whenever I'm with a man, I'm like, I'm crying. My nervous system is out of whack. And even for the like good ones, let's say not a narcissist, not a chronic abuser, their emotional intelligence is just not there. They're not that interesting. They're not that smart. They're naturally selfish. They're gluttonous. I cannot stand a man. I will never have a man in my house again eating my food. See what I mean? Like, my tolerance, there's no way. And I'm like, for the women who are having a man live in their house, that are eating their snacks, that are being selfish, that you are having to teach them basic concepts like empathy, that you are doing their laundry and cleaning up after them. Ugh. But I just feel like it has to be the only way to make it work. And I'm opting out. I'm opting out of that contract.
She said pretty much all the women she know who are in long-term relationships who made it work are settling for mediocrity. And what are you settling for? Chad and Tyrone coming over at 2 a.m, letting one off on you, and then leaving, and you not hearing from them again until they want to use you again? Is that a better life? Is it? Is it a better life to sit in your one-bedroom apartment? It's clean, though. I mean, you still got to cook and clean for yourself, dinner for one, a lonely dinner for one. Nobody cares about you. Nobody likes you. Holidays alone. No purpose, no real purpose in life. Just working some soul-sucking job just to afford your lonely life in your one-bedroom apartment. Is that a better life, hon?
Answer me, motherfucker! Is it?
And nobody's putting the nine to their dome. Nobody's making them stay. So that man must be bringing some type of value to their lives. Because we know women don't have a problem leaving marriages when they're not happy or they don't see the value anymore since they, you know, file 70% of divorces. Nobody's making them stay. You know why they're staying? Because they see how pathetic your life is and they don't want to be like you. Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.